Who's got road rage?
I do. I have road rage. Who's feeling anxious? I am. I have every single symptom. This is what I love about social media. When you're just kind of scrolling through, you can find a great guest like our next person. She is a clinical professional counselor, and she is the night manager at Zanies. And I saw on the phone with us is Zahra Ahmed. Zahra, thanks for joining us. I saw your videos on Instagram, and I called up Rick, and I'm like, we got to get Zahra on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very grateful that I get to work for a comedy club that really is aware of mental health.
I love it. You've been posting videos how to help people. I mean, how many people have you run into or talked to, or someone's coming to you for help because they're feeling so anxious and stressed right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, given the circumstances of our nation and the whole world, everyone's lives have just shifted completely. And so it's hitting everyone, right? Especially the comedy clubs, our restaurants, our bars, everywhere in Chicago's feeling it.
Right.
And, you know, so it just feels like everyone's just anxious and worked up. And so I just wanted to take the opportunity to just kind of, you know, talk about mindfulness and talk about the shift that's happening for everyone.
Is it because we're still anxious because there's no end game? We don't know when this thing's going to be over. So it's like, oh, my God, I don't have anything to look forward to.
I know, exactly. And so we're like settling in into these new like lifestyle changes. And we have to remember that not all of us are just like working from home, and it's not something that we chose. We're working home during like a pandemic. So the stress has just increased even more.
How much does the change of our daily routine affect us? Because we can't go to the store exactly the same way, or we can't go to our gym, or we're not driving to work, or we're not picking up our kids, or our kids are at home driving us crazy. That has to put a lot of stress on people.
I know. And everyone, like, we all have these, like, mental health and these coping skills. We go out, we see our friends, we get to socialize, and we get to, like, you know, we get really energized by other people. And now that has shifted, and that has now stopped. So the nervousness sits in. And that's why we have to, like, you know, come up with new exercises. We all have to find other ways to, like, cope now.
Is this what you do with your clients? You teach them exercises to, first of all, just relax your body?
Yes. So I can teach you one if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. Let me get everybody on the show to pay attention. Curtis, are you paying attention here? James is probably working on news right now. Okay, what do we have to do?
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to show you one, how to do a deep breath, right? Because we think that we're taking in breath, but the best way to figure out if we're doing it correctly is put your hand on your belly.
Okay.
And then take a deep breath in. If your hand rises, that means your breath has been deep enough. But if not, you're probably breathing into your chest. So when we like feel like we're losing our breath, we're breathing into our chest, and then our heart rate increases to help manage our body. So when you want to, you know, relax yourself, you have to take that really deep breath in.
So am I pushing my belly out and in? Because
if you'd like to. And sometimes it's not always natural for us. So it's something that we have to practice, right? So take it as deep as possible. Your hand rises, and then you exhale as much as possible.
Because when I first did it.
So that's just how to take it.
When I first did it, my belly did not move. That's why I asked, should I push it out? Because it's much deeper when it pushes out.
Right. So it's mindful until it's not mindful anymore. So it just takes practice.
That is, it's harder than you think. I mean,
it is.
People can try it in their cars, or if you're at home right now, it's harder than you think.
I was just trying it sitting down, and I couldn't get it. I had to stand up to do it. But when I stand up, you can get it working.
The best thing about deep breaths is that you can do them, and you can practice them anywhere, and no one really knows that you're doing them. The best time to take deep breaths is right before you're trying to go to sleep.
Really?
That's the best way to practice.
I feel like
you're already trying to go to sleep.
Right. I feel like I'm a shallow breather, though. I feel like I'm not taking enough deep breaths throughout the day.
Yeah. And, you know, deep breaths increase, like, oxygen to the brain, so it helps people focus more.
God knows
and more
I need
oxygen
that.
To the brain will decrease your anxiety and nervousness. Okay. I was taking deep breaths before I got onto this call.
I don't know if it's working. I got to practice this. It's funny that you think you can take a deep breath, but you're not pushing out your belly.
So another exercise that I really like to show people, especially when you're feeling irritated or like that high anxiety, is you take a breath in and you lift your shoulders all the way up to your ears And then you exhale and drop and then shake it out a little bit.
Oh, that feels much better. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't,
so, again, those things are practice.
I'd rather do that than the belly one. Do I? By the way, back to the belly one for a second. When I take the breath in, do I suck in and push it out?
Yeah, you inhale and then exhale.
I like the shoulder thing. It works better with me.
Maybe you just feel a little bit more irritated than normal.
Gosh, that feels much better. Try that, Curtis. Try it. So you push your elbows up to your ears and then let a breath out and drop them.
That does feel very relaxing.
Oh, my gosh. I carry all my tension in my shoulders and my neck. Maybe that's why it helps
so
much.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And now that we're all working from home, we're sitting on their chairs even more. It's best to just take a break every maybe once an hour and just relax again. It helps people reset a lot. And it's a very mindful and grounding thing.
Oh, boy. We're talking with clinical professional counselor Zahra Ahmed, who's also the night manager at Zanies. You can go to Zanies' Instagram account and see all her videos. She covers this, and she can help you as you're watching them. How about comedy? Does comedy help during a time like this? I'm sure it does.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Actually, I started working in Zanies because it was one of my self-care. I would go to the shows all the time, and then I realized that I just needed to make some extra cash. Why not work there? And now I'm a manager. And now that we've, like, lost those, it's fun. I posted these videos, and we had some of our local comics make their own self-care videos. And they're also posted on Zanies' Instagram.
I love that. I mean, you know, you got to use social media to your advantage, and that's one perfect way. How about husbands and wives at home right now? We all need to take a beat. How can we teach ourselves to take a beat before we react and attack?
So a lot of things. So I usually work with kids. So I work with youth on the north side of Chicago. And one of the biggest things that I tell my kids is take a 3-second rule, right? So pause for 3 seconds when you want to react to someone. 1, 2, 3, and then choose to make an action. A lot of us are just reacting to our environment and reacting to whatever is, like, you know, sometimes threatening us. And, like, so we go into flight and fight mode.
Right.
But if you take that 3 seconds, you're less likely to react in a very high, intense way.
But, Zahra,
and that's what causes fights.
How do we get there, though, to that 3-second where we remind ourselves, because we're taught and this is how we were brought up and we've done it our entire lives, where we react right away. Wait a second, you're attacking me? I need to attack you back. How do you count to 3? How do you remind yourself? I know it's practice, but how do you remind yourself?
I think the biggest thing is practicing it when you're not in those threatening situations, right? So when you are just talking to people and you're in a calm state, that's when you take on the practice of mindfulness. Because when we are, like, when we react and when we're already high strung, then we can't really, it just doesn't work as well.
So if I'm at the grocery store and the cashier says that'll be $29.38, and should I pause? Should I practice by pausing for 3 seconds before I say anything? Is that what you mean?
You can, right? Because that like puts us in, once you work a muscle long enough, then, you know, it helps when it's stronger than when you need it.
I am a very emotional person, which my wife reminds me of all the time. We had Dan Harris on Monday. Dan Harris is an ABC news anchor who had a well-known breakdown on Good Morning America when he was doing the news. He had a panic attack, and he invented this app. It's called the 10%, 10% Happier. So we had him on, and he gave me, you know, a free code, and he's like, just try it. Try it for 2 weeks. Have me back on a month and let me know. It's so hard to sit still for 5 minutes. Each day, it's a 5-minute meditation, and the guy talks to you for, I think, 90 seconds before you have to close your eyes and just relax. Why is it so hard for us to sit still for 3.5 minutes, Zahra?
I can't answer that for everyone, but what I do know is that self-care is not a one-size-fits-all, right? So we have to figure out what works for us. Some of us are a little bit more intense or feel more than others, so we need to practice skills that complement and complement those factors. So a lot of people, like, I have been a therapist for 5 years, and I've worked at the club for about 3 years now. And the biggest thing is that it doesn't matter how you do it or when you do it. And I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Well, it doesn't matter when you do it, the meditation, so you just want people to do it. So you can do it in your car, you can do it when you park somewhere, you can do it at your house, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's one thing. But if meditation doesn't work for you, you got to find what's grounding for yourself, right? So a lot of, there's another breathing exercise that I give to my, to the youth that feel really angry or feel really frustrated because there's adults in their lives that are telling them what to do and what not to do. So I tell them, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and then back in through your mouth and then out through your nose. And so that's a simple, fast way. So if that deep breath doesn't work for you, you can try this exercise, and it might decrease that anxiety, and it tricks the brain. You kind of just have to find what works for you. So sometimes meditation is, again, like a self-care is not a one-size-fits-all. So you just have to figure out what's the best way.
Oh my
But you
gosh.
Have to try stuff and practice things.
Wow, I just tried it, and you're completely, your mind is blank because you're focusing on your breathing because you don't want to screw up.
Yeah.
I like the in through the mouth.
Exactly, so that deep breath.
So in through the mouth, out through the nose, in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Yep, and you just keep stretching it, and it tricks the brain, and then you're solely focused. So that's a grounding exercise. Another thing that's very grounding for people is baking. I love baking. In baking, you have to measure things. You have to mix things in the right way. You're following directions. You have your own recipe.
Right.
That's a very grounding thing. So for a lot of people, you just have to practice that self-care that fits your lifestyle and your energy. A lot of people, like for me, I work all the time. I'm high strung, and I like, you know, being at the comedy club, you're on your feet all the time. And then, you know, my self-care is to be able to laugh with other people in whatever way that is. That's why I love the club so much.
Well, that is great. I mean, so people just need to practice breathing today. Let's start there. How about taking a, we don't even take deep breaths during the day. It's so funny. But the shoulder
thing. We don't even take moments for ourselves.
I love the shoulder thing. So hold your shoulders up to your ears and then drop them and just let it out. That feels so wonderful. I need to do that a few times a day. Wow.
You know, and you can also do it right before you're sleeping. Everything, when you practice stuff, the best time is right before you sleep because then you're the most relaxed. You sleep better, you wake up refreshed. And then you've already practiced these skills. So when the stress comes out and your wife or your daughter or your son says something to you that you know that you're going to be triggered by, that's when you take on those 3-second rules, that deep breathing, or those other exercises I told you about.
The 3-second rule, yes. And by the way, if people don't get this right, just practice and don't beat yourself up, right?
Exactly. It just takes time. And if one thing doesn't work for you, you just got to find something else.
That's it. Zara, you're the best. Thank you so much. People, I encourage you to go to Zany's Instagram page and see the videos that Zara has up there. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Sunday. We'll talk again soon.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. She was great, man. We need to all practice. We need to practice our breathing. You know, we need to work on that. All right. Quick break. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. See, that's too shallow. I got to do the shoulder thing.